Hello and welcome to Tony Broom Ministries, presenting teaching from God's Holy Word. In case you're unable to attend church, we have God's Word here for you. This time we have two psalms before us, Psalms 1 and Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in the Bible. Obviously, we're not going to go through all of Psalm 119. Our subject is, the Bible speaks to individuals. I'm glad that God speaks to individuals because we are all individual people. And I'm glad that He knows us individually. He knows us collectively as a group. He knows nations. He knows cities and communities. He knows countries. He knows churches. He knows families. But I'm glad that He knows us individually. God speaks to individuals. Every person who has ever come to Christ, apostle, disciple, deacon, preacher, bishop, church member, saint, servant, son, daughter, every person who has ever been saved has been spoken to individually. They may be in a group of 1,000 people, but individually they hear the voice of God and they come to the Lord. Through the Scriptures, God speaks to us. God speaks to us through His Word. The entrance of your Word gives life. God's Word talks to us, and God talks to us through His Word. Our golden text is Psalms 119, verse 98. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. The commandments of God. In the Old Testament, they called it the law. In the New Testament, we call it the commandments of Jesus, or we just simply say the Word of God. Through your commandments, you have made me wiser than my enemies. The enemies here are referring to the people of this world. And even though our fight is not a flesh and blood fight, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers and darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Even though our fight is not a flesh fight, our fight is a faith fight. The enemy is the spiritual enemy, the devil, the evil one, even though he may work in and through the lives of people. David had people that were his enemies. And you and I may have people that, unfortunately, may consider themselves to be our enemies. Jesus even acknowledged that we had enemies. But He said, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you and mistreat you. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than my enemies. God's Word will cause you to live differently than those around you. The last part of the verse says, for they are ever with me. Now, he certainly could have meant the enemies are ever with him, but he also means that the commandments are ever with him. Even when the enemy gives you a break, the commandments of God are there with you. And even when it seems like the enemy is relentless, he will never leave you alone. It seems like you're surrounded, as David could say, with a troop. You're surrounded with armies. But he said, even though 10,000 may rise against me, 1,000 will fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand. Though a host should encamp and rise against me, yet in this I will be confident. They are ever with me. God's Word forms us. It forms us into the people that we ought to be. And if you take a look at the very first psalm, it starts off with a blessing. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You have a blessing upon you. When you decide, by the grace of God, nothing good in us, but when we decide to live for Jesus, when we decide to walk in the ways of God, we have a blessing upon our life. In the Old Testament, they followed God, and they were blessed. In the New Testament, under the New Covenant, we even have more than they had. They had the law, they had the commandments of God. We have the Bible, we have the Holy Spirit, we have the Lord Jesus. We have God to help us, and we're blessed. We're blessed more than stressed. We're blessed beyond measure. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. There's an evil counsel out there that will try to get you to walk in the evil ways of this world. We are blessed if we do not listen to that, and we do not walk in that way, nor stands in the way of sinners. You cannot go in the way of this world and expect to be blessed. We can see the things that are happening in our world today, things that would take your breath away. Well, don't let it take it away too long, because you can't live if you don't breathe, but it certainly will confound us. It certainly will cause us to take a step back and say, what in the world is going on? It's because so many people are standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful, making fun, and ridiculing, and scorning at everybody. God says, you're blessed if you don't do that. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. To have a delight for God's word. The Lord said, I have sought me a man after my own heart. He was talking about David. And David here, of course, is the sweet psalmist of Israel. Why did David have a heart after God? It was because he had a desire for God's word. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. When you and I hear a word like law, we think, oh, that's bad. But God's law is a wonderful thing to keep you and I in the way of righteousness. We have people now that think law is bad. Law is bad, military is bad, law enforcement bad, police bad, cops bad. It's because they're bad. It's because they're doing bad and doing wrong. When you're doing what's right, the law is not a bad thing. Paul said the law is a good thing. The commandment is holy and just. I am the one who was bad. I'm the one who was carnal and sold under sin. And you can see Romans chapter 7 for that. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. You think about the Word of God. You think about the Bible. You cannot focus on this network stuff, on this going to hell media stuff, and expect to have a blessing in your heart and your soul and just feel good in the Lord. It's not going to happen. You are blessed when you have your delight in the law of the Lord. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You're going to be like a fruitful tree. You'll be blessed. That is the blessing of the one who chooses God's word and God's way. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. There is a difference between the righteous and the unrighteous, between the holy and the unholy. There is a difference between the children of God and the children of the devil. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. It's because God's word forms us. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me round about. The Bible says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. The Spirit of the Lord has made me. The breath of the Almighty has given me life. We are made in the image and likeness of God, and now that we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we have the wonderful opportunity of being saved and born again and sharing the good news of the gospel with others. God's word forms us into the person, not only that we are now, but into the people that he wants us to be. Paul spent his time, from the time he got saved and got into the ministry and started writing the books of the New Testament, he spent his time, just endless hours, as much as he could, writing and studying and praying and believing God so that the people of Israel, so that the Gentiles, so that you and I, so that we would be conformed into the image of Christ. He wanted more than anything for us to be conformed to the image of Christ. And that's what the contents of the New Testament, most of it, is concerned about, being conformed to the image of Christ. And that's what God's Word does. It forms Christ in us. Until Christ be formed in your hearts by faith, was one of his cries and the cries of his heart. God's Word forms us. And not only does it form us, but God's Word directs us. It directs our path. Now back to Psalm 119 and the first 11 verses. Blessed, there it is again, that blessing. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. The undefiled, you're not dirty. Oh, you may work in the yard and get dirty. You may cut the grass and get dirty. You may work out in the gym and get dirty. But he's not talking about that. He's talking about the undefiled. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. The Bible, the Word of God, it keeps you clean. It gets you clean, and it keeps you clean. And if you get dirty, you know what you can do? You can come to the Lord and say, Lord, I've messed up. I've come short. I've sinned. And he'll wash you off. He'll clean you off. The blood of Jesus will make you white as snow, and he'll cleanse you from sin. That's what the Scripture tells us. We walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, keeps on cleansing us from sin. And the Word of God will direct your path. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. You're doing what he tells you to do. It's not a dread to serve God. It's not a drag to do what God wants you to do. You're excited about living for God. You're excited about loving Jesus. And his testimonies are wonderful to you. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the unrighteous man forsake his way, and the evil man, the sinner man, his thoughts, the wicked man. And let us turn to the Lord, for he will have mercy on him, to our God, who will abundantly pardon. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and these things, other things, will be added to you. When you said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. We may mess up and come short, but we don't live in sin. The New Testament says, if you love God, you're born of God, you keep yourself, and the wicked one does not even touch you, because you walk in the ways of the Lord. You do no iniquity. You don't practice sin. You don't live in sin. You cannot stand sin. You hate sin. You hate your sin and you hate the sin of others. You do not hate people, but you hate their sin. And when you sin, when you come short, it bothers you. It should bother you, and it does. And you're quick to repent, get that thing right with God, and you walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. And he told us to walk in his ways. He told Israel, if you will do the things that I command you to do, all these blessings will come on you. If you do not do what I say, all these curses will come upon you. And now he says here, you commanded us to keep your ways diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. All of us, we want to follow the Lord more, and we want to follow him in a greater measure. None of us are to that place where we really want to be. None of us are at that place where actually we're doing the greater works, like Jesus said, he who believes on me, the works that I do, will he will do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. No one has really gotten to that place where you're absolutely sold out. Even the Apostle Paul, and we would count him the apostle to the Gentiles, who indeed wrote all these books in the New Testament, about 13 or 14 of them, if you give him credit for Hebrews, and I do. And the Apostle Paul, even in all that, he says, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Paul said, I have not obtained it yet. I have not attained it. I am not perfect. I haven't gotten all there yet. But I'm striving, I'm running after God, I'm running after the things of God. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all your commandments. Oh, that my heart were inclined as it should be to keep your ways. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. And you keep on praising God. And when you feel bad, you just praise your way out of badness, praise your way out of sickness, praise your way out of despondency and trouble. I will praise you. He says, it's something that involves your will. You cannot just wait till you feel like it, until everything works out all the time. He said, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. I am deciding, and I have decided. The old song says, I have decided to follow Jesus, and I am determined to keep your ways. Oh, forsake me not utterly. And we have the New Testament promise, of course. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You have to take heed to God's word. And if you're a young man, if you're a middle-aged man, if you're an older man or woman, God's word still means the same thing to you. Wherewithal shall a young man, shall a middle-aged man, shall an old man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Prone to wander, God, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love, the hymn says. Let me not wander from your commandments. Wander is to go astray. Don't let me go astray. With my whole heart have I sought you. Let me not wander from thy precepts. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Some people go around worrying all the time about offending God, about coming short, about sinning against God. You don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is hide God's word in your heart, and he will help you. That word will be there. Word produces faith, and the hearing of the word produces faith. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. God's word speaks to us as individuals. God's word forms us, and God's word informs us. It tells us what we need to know. Now in Psalm 119 again, going on to verse 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. There again, we're concentrating on God's word. We're focusing on God's word. We're staying on God's word. You listen to all this other stuff. It tosses you about, changes from one day to another. One day they're saying one thing. The next day they're saying something else. One day they're giving this kind of advice. The next day they're giving another kind of advice. But God's word stays the same. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. And that's from Psalm 119, verse 89. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. And I smile about this next verse. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Oh, you could say, well, the psalmist is bragging a little bit here, isn't he? I have more understanding than all my teachers. Maybe he's not bragging. Maybe it's a put down on the teachers. And he gets some more teachers. Teachers, it could be reachers. Teachers are not screechers. I don't know, but anyway, he said, I have more understanding than all my teachers. Why? It's not because I'm so big. It's not because they're so bad. But he said, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. You meditate on God's word, and he will show you. He will teach you. He will guide you. He will put a message in your life in a split second that you could not articulate. Try the rest of the day to talk it out and tell about it. But God will give you that message. God's word is your meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. I can understand more. You would think the older people, they got all these secrets and they know all this wisdom, and that they do. But he said, I understand more than the ancients because I keep what you say. I keep your precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. And there's something again that you have to do in your will. You're not doing it in your own strength, but you have a will. And you say, I will praise God. I will refrain my feet and my life from every evil way. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. You have taught me your word, and I want to do what's right. One of the wonderful things about being born again is that you have a desire in your heart to do what's right. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. God's word is sweet, baby, sweet. That's what God's word is. Through thy precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. God's word is so different than what you hear and what you see and what's going on in this world. It will cause you to love God's word and to stay away from all this other stuff. And I have one more verse, verse 105, which is a classic and favorite verse. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word shows you how to live, shows you how to give, shows you where to go, shows you where not to go. It shows you how to think, shows you how to vote, shows you everything you need to know. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It shows you where to walk. It keeps you from stumbling. It keeps you from getting hurt. God's word, the Bible, speaks to individuals. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the opportunity to teach this lesson today for your people. And I pray that you'd bless those who are not able to be in church. Bless those who need a special blessing today. Those who are down and out. Those who need the encouragement of your word. And we all need the encouragement of your word, Lord. And I pray that you would encourage your people with your word today, because the Bible does speak to individuals. I pray, Lord, that you would speak to the hearts of people as you do, and help many sons and daughters to be born again and come into the kingdom of God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening today to the lesson entitled, The Bible Speaks to Individuals. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.